15 local and national social justice groups under the Fair Fines and Fees Coalition moniker on Monday submitted a letter to the office of Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown detailing concerns it has with the city's budget proposal for the fiscal year 2020-2021. African American Health Equity Task Force attorney Jill Heaps says much of the concern derives from the city's traffic violations agency and the police department's ticketing practices.
The Traffic Violations Agency budget projects over $3 million in net revenue from traffic tickets. And our concern is that these traffic tickets are being focused primarily in low-income black neighborhoods.
Heap says the ticketing enforcement doesn't match with the agency's mission of developing responsible driving habits and reducing the number of traffic injuries and fatalities. The coalition suspects a disproportionate amount of tickets are issued in predominantly black neighborhoods. The city of Buffalo remains in a lawsuit filed by local advocacy group Black Love Resists in the Rust over checkpoints in neighborhoods of color. Using the city's most vulnerable residents in an effort to fill budgeting gaps is only compounding their situations, says Western New York Law Center paralegal Jolanda Hill.
It kind of shows that the city's motive is kind of around revenue generation rather than traffic safety.
This includes new traffic ticket fees the city introduced in 2018.
Eliminate the fees that city introduced back in 2018. Those fees serve no other purpose other than to raise revenue for the city. And then it adds like an extra $100 on every traffic ticket in the city of Buffalo.
Pastor George Nicholas of the African American Health Equity Task Force says the push to get the budget amended is part of a larger effort to eliminate the disparities people of color have long faced in the city of Buffalo.
The social determinants of health, economic, and interaction with the criminal justice system. Those are part of the social determinants of health. This is our moment in this community around this issue and a number of other issues to begin to start making things right in this community for everybody.
The coalition says they have not gotten a response yet from either the mayor's office or members of the Common Council. The mayor's office released a statement to WBFO Tuesday evening saying, according to the Traffic Violations Agency, their estimated revenues are based on tickets from school zone and school bus cameras, not from increased ticketing from police officers. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.